Monster Energy, Welcome to Rockville returns to Metropolitan Park, April 29th and 30th, celebrating rock's greatest hits all weekend long with Def Leppard, Soundgarden, A Perfect Circle, The Offspring, and more. 2 days, over 40 bands on 3 stages. Tickets on sale now. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for tickets, info, and more. Welcome to Rockville, fueled by Monster Energy Drink.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Whitney Radio. Today, we have a special guest for you. We're joined by Mike of the band All That Remains. Mike, how's it going?
Going great. How you doing?
Hey, doing well, doing well. You guys tore it up at Welcome to Rockville this past weekend, and just wanted to ask you, you know, how did you enjoy the festival? Was it everything that you expected?
Yeah, it was actually more than we expected. That was unbelievable. We've done it. That was our third time doing it. And, man, I don't know. That was the biggest time so far. I didn't think there was going to be that many people there playing that early, but, wow, they show up early. And it's kind of cool when you catch them early like that. They still have energy, so it was really, really nuts.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know that there's like a difference between festivals and just, you know, I guess local shows, so to speak. Do you have a preference, like when you're playing? I know that some people like festivals more than concerts. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I like them all. You know, we did the 2 Florida festivals this weekend. We did Fort Rock and Welcome to Rockville, and they were massive. And then we played some little dingy basement in Atlanta last night. You know, Atlanta's always had a great, like, music scene in general. So even if you're playing a small show in Atlanta, the vibe's always really good. So, you know, they're all fun. They're just all fun in their own way, you know. Arenas are cool. And obviously, you know, when you're a little kid, you dream about playing an arena, a big 20,000-person festival. So that stuff's great just because, like, you know, it's kind of like bucket list stuff. And obviously, you want to play with as many people as possible. But, you know, clubs are fun in their own way, too. Every style of show is fun in its own way.
Absolutely, absolutely. So do you guys have any, or do you yourself have any, weird or just kind of special pre-performance, like, rituals that you do to kind of help, get rid of the jitters or to pump you up and get you ready to play?
No, it's pretty routine stuff. Actually, Jason's sitting across from me right now, and he likes to brush his teeth before we go on. I always bust him about that. I always thought that was kind of random that he wants to go on stage so badly with fresh breath. But, apparently he doesn't want to come off stage with bad breath from what he says. So that's his move. He brushes his teeth before we go. Everybody else does their regular warm-up stuff, but Jason really likes to brush his teeth before we go on.
I understand completely. So you guys, you've been playing a lot of shows, you know, back to back. Tell me, I guess, how your tour has gone so far. Has it been, you know, you said this past weekend, you know, things went really, really well. Would you say that, you know, your tour has been going pretty well so far?
Everything's been great. This is actually the only – we've been doing a lot of flying stuff. So this is only the third – probably the fifth day that we're actually on a bus right now. So far the actual, you know, back-to-back playing, it's only like 4 or 5 days in. But, you know, we flew to L.A. and Vegas the weekend before and did a festival in Vegas and then did some stuff in L.A. for press. And then the weekend before that we flew to Phoenix and did a one-off radio festival. And the weekend before that we were supposed to go to Fresno and play with Shinedown, but Delta ended up canceling like 3,000 flights that weekend because of weather, and we could never even make it out there. But it's been a lot of flying shows, so everything's been going well. But as far as like the back-to-back, like playing every night, that's just started. So it's nice to be on a bus now and kind of get into a routine.
Absolutely, absolutely. What do you love most about touring? I know that you guys, you know, you've been a band for, you know, quite some time, and you've traveled all over and you've seen the world, but you yourself, what do you love most about, you know, getting out there and performing?
Well, I think it's just the playing itself. I'm probably going to get the same answer from everybody. I think everybody in bands at one point or another starts to really hate the traveling part and stuff like that. And the leaving, you get older and people start families and all that stuff, and that gets harder and harder. So the really the best part of touring is the playing part. You only play for an hour a day, so it's kind of difficult to keep yourself occupied for the other gigantic chunk of the day. But, you know, everyone has their own way of doing it. But I think you're going to get the same answer from just about everybody on that one.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask you, now I know that you guys have, you know, I would say that you guys have been in the metal business for, you know, quite some time now. And, you know, to me, I would say that you guys are, you know, definitely pioneers, like, in the genre. But you yourself, you know, the genre has changed so much, even in just the past 10 years. Are you pleased with the direction that, you know, metal as a whole is going?
I think, like, anyone, I guess I'm probably guilty of, you know, you turn into the old guy eventually, and then you gotta go, oh, you know, you hear, I do think things have gotten, you know, watered down a bit, you know. You go to a festival, it's like, you see a lot of, like, even all the way down to, like, what the stage moves are, you know, a lot of bands doing the same exact thing, and then sometimes it's hard to tell the songs apart, but, I don't know. As far as where it's going as a whole, I know we've been lucky because, I don't know, it's probably tough to pick out a chunk of bands that have 8 records. So,
yeah,
you know, you get to that point now where it's just like the fact that we can even just like sustain and do this as a full-time job, like nobody really works when we get home. So it's like, I know we're lucky as far as the direction as a whole goes, you know, I think all of us a little bit turn into that, like, you start to just listen to what you used to listen to, and it gets harder and harder to, like, listen to a new band because you get more jaded as you get older. But I know I finally have Sirius Radio in my car, and that actually helps a lot. I do find out that I really do like a lot of the newer bands by listening to Sirius.
Absolutely. I wanted to talk to kind of switch it up a little bit and talk about your most recent album. And it actually marks your 8th studio album, as you said. Were you pleased with the outcome of that album? I know that as a creator, you know, sometimes it's like you put something out there and it is your best work. It's not to say that it isn't, but sometimes, like, in hindsight, you always, as a creator, you know, you look back and you say, hey, I wish I would have done this, or I could have done this better. Is that the case with your newest album, or are you pleased with the outcome?
Definitely pleased with the outcome. The process was a little confusing because it was so different for us, but, you know, making albums in general, musicians are the most insecure people in the world, so you kind of put whatever you put out, you're always kind of like, oh, man, is anyone going to care? You kind of, no matter how much success you've had, you kind of are always waiting for it to, like, be like, oh, man, is this the one that's going to, Is it over after this? Everybody's always insecure about that stuff, but the process was cool, and it was just different, and we'd never done a record in LA like that before, so it was just, the whole process was definitely out of the comfort zone, but, you know, it came out, I don't know, I think we've lasted as long as we have by taking chances. A lot of the bands that we started out with have, they kind of hung it up a long, long time ago, because, you know, they're sticking to the same formula, and I don't, you know, you can, there's only certain bands that can put 8 or 10 records out and stick the exact same form. You know, Slayer gets away with it fine, and they're going to be fine forever. But,
right.
I think part of our longevity is because we have a lot of fans that come on and say, like, I love when you guys put out a new album because I never know what to expect. So I always think that's a really cool compliment because we don't really want them to just go, oh, yeah, sounds like, you know, sounds exactly like what I expect and exactly like their last 4 records and same old stuff. We don't really want to do that, but yeah, we're definitely pleased with the outcome in general, though.
Very nice. And, you know, both, like, the singles Madness and Faith House really stuck out to me because I know, you know, like, Madness dealt with, you know, to me, you know, basically, Madhouse, it dealt with a lot of just, you know, like, repetition, like, doing the same things over and over, almost like insanity, you know, like, It just the song highlighted that, and you know, it's like that's going to be applied to so many levels of your life, whether it be like a dead end job or a relationship that's not going anywhere, or et cetera, et cetera. And to me, like it was such a poignant song. Tell me what the writing process was like for you guys on this most recent album. Was it particularly arduous, or did it come easy? Where were you guys, I guess, personally speaking?
I think it gets harder every single time because everyone gets older and more stubborn and more opinionated. So I really I think back in the day we could slap together an album in like a month and a half and it was no problem. Now it's just like a year of arguing before everything gets done. and then you take the band itself who you try to get down on the same page and you throw in a couple other writers and a couple other producers and they have their opinions on what should happen. And then you got like 10 people involved that are trying to get their opinions across. And it's a process, that's for sure. But, it gets done eventually. That's one of the hardest parts about music in general is like an album's supposed to be kind of like that snapshot of where you are right there. And it's really hard to you can work on an album forever if you want to. And, I know my friend Adam. I used to live with Adam from Killswitch Engage, and I used to watch him produce records at the house, and he used to drive him crazy. Thank you. He could never finish a record because he was just like, he's like, no, I gotta change the tone here. And he would literally, he was like a mad scientist that was just driving himself nuts. Yeah, so it's like hard when you're doing a record. Eventually you gotta close that book and go, okay, it's done now. Here, go put it out. So artists can literally work on a painting for you can never finish it if you don't feel like it's done, it's not done. But so we got, you get through it. You get deadlines for a reason.
Absolutely. I just have two more questions because I know we're running out of time. But you've been with the band since 2004, roughly, and the band has been
2002 actually.
Oh, wow. Okay. So even longer.
Yeah. 15 years. This month is my 15-year anniversary.
Holy crap. What is the secret to longevity? Because I know that you talked about it a little bit. You know, it's like you guys can drive each other crazy. You know, how do you guys last so long together? What's the secret to making things gel?
Well, I think if you have a certain level of success, you're going to find a way to have everybody – nobody at the band, hates each other. So it's like you just – you basically spend 20 years with people. You're going to learn how to it's kind of easy after a while to adapt to being around them all the time. You have no choice. And as far as the actual music goes, it's really just as simple as having songs that people remember. And it's a lot harder to write a song that people remember than most people think. So – sometimes it's the simplest song in the world that people will remember forever, And we grew up in the metal world where that's kind of playing a simple song with a simple drum beat and a simple guitar part was frowned upon for the longest time in art when we were an underground metal band because all you're supposed to do in that world is just show off. But we found out how hard it was down the road to, make songs that people actually remember.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, I think the first time I ever really noticed was this calling because – this calling was such a fast song with so much stuff going on, and then the simplest part of the song, the chorus, just like exploded, and everybody would always sing that part. Well, not for Jason; he's killing himself during the chorus, but the drums aren't easy on that song. But we always just noticed the simplest parts of every song, everyone was singing, bobbing their head to, and we're like, man, I guess it's okay to let the music breathe every once in a while.
Absolutely. My last question is, what do you want the legacy of All That Remains to be, the music that you create? Like we spoke about earlier in the interview, it's been, metal's changed even in the past, 5 to 10 years. What would you say that you want, your legacy to be, after you leave this band or...
Just that we wrote good songs that people remembered and we never adapted to any of the 5 billion trends that have passed us in the last 20 years. So we never started dressing up like a certain band. We never started doing you know, just like, I don't know, all the trends that band, you know, you've seen bands like completely just out of nowhere, just like change into whatever's popular at the time, you know, and we've never done that. It was just always like, God, obviously the sound has changed over the years, but it's been very gradual and there's always been a lot of variety. So just that we've never adapted to any, we just really stuck to our guns and always wrote songs that people remember and enjoy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mike, I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me. And I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listeners about it.
What was that you broke up at the end there? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to thank you so much for joining us on today's show. And I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
Oh, okay. Just keep a lookout online. You know, we have a lot of people that are like, oh, when are you coming to this city? So, you know, we're going to be on the road a lot this year for, you know, supporting the new album. So just just make people aware. Excuse me. That the record's out. I can't clear my throat all of a sudden. Just make people aware that the record's out and that we'll be on the road all year. And, yeah, that's about it.
Awesome, awesome. Mike, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Monster Energy, welcome to Rockville Return to Metropolitan Park, April 29th and 30th, with Def Leppard and Soundgarden. With The Perfect Circle, The Offspring, Mastodon, Chevelle, Papa Roach, Cedar, 3 Days Grace, Alter Bridge, The Pretty Reckless, and more. Welcome to Rockville. 2 days, over 40 bands, on 3 stages. Tickets are on sale now. Head over to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for all tickets and more.